This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 236 for Friday, January 20th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. At the close of trade, the ICE Futures colo market ended the week with its worst showing, pressured by a stronger Canadian dollar. Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed were both lower, while Malaysian palm oil was mixed. Crude oil gained by more than $1 per barrel due to optimism over a potential resurgence in Chinese demand. The Canadian dollar gained more than 4/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. The March canola contract was down $13.80 per ton at $812.90. In the U.S., soybeans were lower, while corn struggled to find direction and wheat made gains. On Thursday, the U.S. Department of Agriculture reported that 1.132 million tons of U.S. corn were sold for export during the week ended January 12th, exceeding trade expectations of between 250,000 to 800,000 tons. The USDA also estimated 2023 U.S. corn plantings at 90.531 million acres, up from 88.579 million planted in 2022. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange has rated Argentina's corn crop at 5% good to excellent and 47% poor to very poor. However, rains are expected over the next couple of weeks. The March corn contract was down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $6.76. Weekly export sales of U.S. soybeans came in at 986,000 tons for the weekend of January 12th, right in the middle of trade expectations between 600,000 and 1.2 million. Soybean plantings in the U.S. have also been estimated to be 88.915 million acres for 2023, compared to 87.45 million last year. In Argentina, its soybean crop was rated at 3% good to excellent and 60% poor to very poor. Chinese soybean exports totaled 91.08 million tons in 2022, down 5.6% from the previous year. Imports from the U.S. dropped 10% to 29 million tons, while imports from Brazil decreased 6% to 54.4 million. The March soybean contract was down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $15.07. After morning losses, wheat prices rebounded later in the day. The USDA reported this morning that export sales of U.S. wheat totaled 473,000 tons for the week ended January 12th, more than the range of trade guesses from 75,000 to 400,000 tons. Plantings for U.S. wheat for 2023 were projected at 48.84 million acres, with 34.892 million for winter wheat and 13.948 million for spring wheat and durum combined. In 2022, 45.7 million acres total were planted. Ukraine has shipped 18 million tons of grain so far under the Black Sea Grain Initiative. However, Russia is slowing down inspections of vessels on the Black Sea, while its wheat is dominating offshore export markets. The March Chicago wheat contract was up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.42. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.48. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.12. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, January 20th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.